Welcome to another edition of the Speak It Podcast. I'm here with my good buddy, John McCommon of Woodford Construction.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, man. How's it going?
I can't complain. Just got some guys going on a job site out at UPS, and I get to see your lovely face right now.
Yeah. Lovely. Did you guys hear that? Just in case you guys haven't seen me, it is lovely to some, maybe one or two, at least my wife, maybe John, maybe my mom. So, but anyway, yeah, man, been a few weeks we hadn't gotten together, and just want to kind of talk a little Nashville stuff with you, a little Woodford Construction, Nashville dress code, and some other things. But I do want to start off with something real quick. A lot of people have not heard about this fire extinguisher recall. I just want to mention that first thing. I was presenting to a customer yesterday doing some fire extinguisher training. We started a fire, let them put out the fire, things like that. But the Kitta or Kitty fire extinguisher recall, 2.5 pound. Fire extinguishers have the plastic nozzles, plastic push buttons. Do you know about this?
You get them at Home Depot or
yes.
Toys R Us?
Yeah, a Toys R Us. Okay, they're out of business. But Home Depot used to sell those models. But, dude, you're talking 40.5 million fire extinguishers recalled last fall across the country in Canada. That's a lot.
That is.
That's a service announcement here from Fire Life Safety America. But do you have a fire extinguisher here?
I do. I've got several in the house.
I may have given you one.
Yeah, that's where all mine came from.
Okay, there you go. Well, so people out there, if you have a 2.5 pound Kitty fire extinguisher recall, plastic nozzles, plastic push buttons, you need to take a look at that. Google that and make sure that you get fire extinguishers that are good, that are working properly. So just, John, tell your family about that, friends. Check their boat, check their garage, all that good stuff. So,
I mean, all the ones you gave me, I passed out as, like, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas presents, in case you set your house on fire with a frying a turkey or something like that.
Hey, and those are 10 pounds ABCs. Those are legit, man. Those things will go 20, potentially 30 seconds, you know, putting out a big fire.
And I sign off all liability in case that doesn't work and your house is catching on fire.
And I signed a contract with you, too. I'm not liable either when I handed those out.
That's the thought that counts.
There you go. So, all right, moving on to another serious topic. We're going to discuss, well, first off, we're going to discuss a few things. Urban Meyer, Nashville dress code, which is a sensitive subject for some people.
That needs to be addressed.
That's right. Pedal taverns and crazy stuff going on in Nashville right now. The scene is just crazy. Is it getting too crazy? The soccer stadium. You've got a little fly fishing trip coming up in Montana, so
I do.
A lot to talk about. So, Urban Meyer. For those of you that do not know about the Urban Meyer, he's a head coach of Ohio State University football team. He's kind of in a predicament right now where he potentially help cover up a domestic abuse situation with one of his coaches that followed him all the way from the University of Florida. So he just got a 3-game suspension 2 nights ago. A lot of people think that's not enough. Ohio State fans think that that's way too much. You know, they think he's not the police. It did go to the police and nothing happened. So what's Urban supposed to do? So what do you think about this? I'll give my thoughts on it. And what have you seen on SportsCenter and been talking about at the bar and such?
You know, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I like quotes. Okay?
Hopefully they're not controversial.
No, they're not controversial. This one's not. But,
okay.
You know, Sir Edmund Burke said, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing."
Wow. Yeah.
You know, that's pretty profound if you know me. It's not mine. I can't take credit for it.
You're not very deep. Is that what you're saying?
But, you know, did he have a responsibility to tell the authorities?
Contractually, I'm hearing yes.
Yes.
He had to bring it to compliance and
you
things
know,
like that.
Me personally, just as a man, I couldn't sit by and know that that was going on and not do anything about it. Now, I'm not saying it's his responsibility to, you know, reprimand his assistant coach, but I mean, I do think it is his responsibility to tell somebody, you know, an authority over that and let them take it from there.
He and his athletic director both knew about it and did not take it to compliance. That's
yes.
all they had to do
yeah.
is turn it over, and compliance would be the objective, you know, voice to say, okay, you have to fire him, you have to do something with him and kind of turn it back over to Urban. That is, you know, neither one of them did that. And so their athletic director is also suspended, I think, for 17 days.
Yeah.
So kind of crazy there. All they had to do was write an email, go
yep.
down the hall, and say, hey, we got this situation, and
yep.
just pass it over. And then it's off of Urban Meyer's hands. So and that did not happen.
No, it did not.
So he's right now. There was a quote, and if you guys hear any pitter pattering, we're in the Woodford Construction studio today. There's a couple hunting dogs here, and they're going to pitter patter on some wood floors. We're okay with that. So, and next week I think we're going to do it at Moe's Barbecue. So you may hear some beer glasses clinking and such. But you know, he's having quote unquote serious cases of memory loss, and he didn't remember the 2015 domestic abuse situation and this stuff. And man, I think they're just spinning this thing to whether to keep him as a coach, because he's the most famous person in Ohio now, right, since LeBron James has headed to L.A.
Yeah, he's a great coach, no doubt about that. I think, you know, too often times, like, you know, people, you know, personal accountability is out the window. You know, that assistant coach, if I knew about one of my buddy's wives getting, you know, beat, or any type of domestic violence dispute, I would go to him personally and call him out. But you know, if not, then if it keeps happening, yes, you know, you're in a position to do something about it. You know, do something about it. That is not condoning beating up your friend or beating up your assistant coach, but you know, just tell somebody who can do something about it.
Aspect. Like, dude, you need to get some help. Like, yeah. I know this now, and you know, this is affecting our brand because we've got this sign on our wall that says, you know, respect women. That's and some other things. And so all these mothers are trying to sell the program to, you know, Urban Meyer didn't do that to the lady and things like that. But it's when she's crying for help and the police didn't really do anything. And now he's the next step. And then look at the press conference when the last question said, what would you have to say to Courtney Smith now? And he says, and he keeps saying his stock answer, I respect the decision my president came to, or whatever. Couldn't even apologize to a canned fake apology. Couldn't even do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's just crazy. Because I watched the press conference. It was Tuesday night. Kids are down. I turn on ESPN, and there he is. And they're getting all these quotes and things like that. So I don't know. I just think it's crazy. He is sitting out three tough games: Rutgers, TCU, and Oregon State. But and guess what? This thing's not going to be news here much longer. The people may protest at the games, but Urban Meyer didn't do that to her. He didn't. The coach did. Yeah. But we think he could have potentially helped her get out of the situation, because police didn't do anything about it. Which still is, why didn't they do anything about it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Was it? I don't know. So that's something.
I don't know if
she didn't
go to the police or not. You know, but definitely, if that's happening, you should go to the police. And yeah, tell everybody around you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's right now. It's kind of like we have men of power that the girl's just crazy, and they just sweep it under the rug. Yeah. It's her. It's not him, and whatever. So, and here's another thing. There's a kind of conspiracy out there that, and I'm just quoting and referencing a conspiracy. This isn't me. That he could have. One of the reasons he didn't fire him or throw him under the bus or whatever. He may be the bag man paying off all these kids and everything. All the skeletons that he knew from Florida. I think that there could have been some extortion or some blackmailing from Zach Smith if he got fired first. All the stuff he knows about Urban and some other things. You know, all the murders in Florida with Aaron Hernandez and all that. So, yeah. Serious topic to start with. We know we talk a lot of sports, but this is really serious. And college football kicks off tomorrow night. Heck, man, that'd be a big game tonight. Now, it's not the major opening, but Hawaii's playing. I think Colorado State's playing. Wyoming, New Mexico State. We got some games.
And you and tomorrow. I potentially are going to be going down to Ole Miss for the Ole Miss Alabama game.
Yes, the topic coming up here in a little bit. So, I'm so excited about that. Powder Blue Day. You're going to wear your Powder Blue because you're definitely not a Bama fan.
I'm definitely not a Bama fan. But, you know, when we podcast from Buzz Barbecue, hey, roll tide, baby.
I understand that. Yeah, I think we may be partaking in, what is that, Bears Brew? What's that thing? Bears. It's our tap.
Yeah, Bears Brew, yeah, that's one thing. Or a good old...
The handle is Houndstooth. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's awesome. We're going to shoot that. So next week we'll be at Moe's Barbecue with one of the owners. They're in Cool Springs, so we did want to talk about that.
And in downtown Franklin.
Real quick, we'll switch to them because this is our podcast. We do whatever we want. We switch up. So, Moe's Barbecue, Cool Springs, downtown Franklin. Three owners?
Three owners, yes.
Okay.
Andrew, Austin, and Will.
Are they all Bama guys?
They're all Bama grads.
Oh, come on.
They all worked at Moe's in Tuscaloosa. They all went out to Vail, Colorado and worked for Moe's out there.
Okay.
Learned how to cook everything to keep everything consistent. And mm-hmm. they, I don't know why, but their dream to start Moe's Barbecue in Franklin, Tennessee. And then they started a second one and... Yeah, they're doing very well right now.
I've been there a couple times, and I appreciate the especially the banana pudding there, and some dry rub wings.
Oh man, those things are good.
So, all right, switching over to a fun topic here: the dress code in Nashville, which is a very sensitive subject with
yes.
John McCommon, and I'm going to mention him, which is kind of our sponsor too, is David Pledge Ram Tool. Cannot going to call him out right now. Cannot get him on the show, but maybe that'll. Yeah, get into push him a little bit, and maybe next week he'll show up. So he had some points yesterday when I was talking to him about some work and mentioned one of the topics we're going to talk about. So I'm going to just hand this over to you and just dance along very sensitively. You know,
it's not delicate, but at the same time,
I think it's delicate.
There are a lot of things in my life I'm trying to correct. A lot of errors of my youth. Benjamin Franklin never wanted to speak ill about another person.
Okay,
and I'm trying to. So often that church or do you hear about so and so? Let's pray for. It's kind of like a weird way of spreading gossip.
Bless
their heart.
For those and people that listen in California, Virginia, things, when people in the South say bless their heart, that doesn't mean quite as nice of a term as you might think. So,
nobody's perfect. Don't misinterpret the gospel. But anyway, we talk about that later. I don't want to talk bad about anybody because somebody might look at what I'm wearing, and be like, man, that guy looks like an idiot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that we do have to reference that. Like, look, I always say I'm bald and fat. I'm not quite crazy fat or anything like that. But still, if you somewhat make fun of a situation, it can come back on you. So don't be sensitive.
Yeah. Things change over time. The traditional.
Let's just talk about the trend.
Yeah.
Talk about the trend.
Yeah. I can't.
Spit it out.
I can't get past guys wearing skinny jeans.
Okay.
Can't do it.
He said it, people.
I can't do skinny jeans.
Not the only one.
And the last time I was on the podcast, I did reference this. If you have a beard and you can't change a tire, you need to shave.
I think we need to repeat that very slowly.
If you have a beard and cannot change a tire, you need to shave.
I agree.
I had this on my Instagram page, but some people refer to sawdust as man glitter.
is that what I'm doing? If I do all this woodworking because I like the sawdust on me?
No, and that's an awesome thing. You should be. It's like a badge of honor. But I skinny jeans, not for me. I'll just say that.
Well, and it's not just that. It's like Nashville. It's like overtaking Nashville. And look here, some of the country music stars who are, we're not making fun of or whatever. They can dress in whatever they want to. They're making millions. That's fine. They're probably a ton of nice people.
They got a lot more money than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. The trend is like, whoa, those skinny jeans or skinny leather jeans, something like some country music stars. Won't mention a name here because this stuff will get out. And they'll say, hey, John, make an apology to me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Talking about my leather skinny jeans or whatever. So... So we talked about skinny jeans. People are starting to roll them up. The man buns with the flannel.
I think the man buns are
it's just kind of taking over Nashville. I don't know if it's like Austin, Texas, Austin East or what, but it's just kind of taking over. Like, whoa, this is country.
Yeah.
But then there's a weird line right now with country because of like look at Florida Georgia Line, who's like kind of like rappers, but they dress like rappers.
Yeah.
And different things. So is that country? Or is that, it's like a blurred lines these days. Yeah. And I can't wrap my hand around because I just dress golf shirts.
Is that a reference to Robin Thicke?
I don't know.
If you want to see what country has evolved to, come check out CMA Fest next year in June. Come walk downtown Nashville on any given weekend night. This might be a good time to transition into the Pedal Tavern. But, there are... Bachelor parties, bachelorette party. I think Nashville is the number one bachelorette party destination to go to.
And it probably was somewhere in Las Vegas, but my gosh, it's got to be much safer in Nashville.
I don't know about safer, but
Las Vegas is like the cesspool of you know, it's.
I've never been to Vegas, so anybody in Vegas, I can't really.
I've been there and I've done it. It's literally been at PG every single time because I've been there for business and then we'd had some fun, but it was so PG. But some people just shoot. But anyway, the bachelorette parties are crazy and pedal tavern things. Get into that technicality here about the.
My girlfriend and I, we acted like tourists a couple weekends ago. She had some friends in from out of town.
Uh oh.
And we did the pedal tavern. Now, they go over the rules and, you know, everything. And in Tennessee, if it's under a roof, it is a, you know, like for drinking purposes, if it has a roof on it, it is a bar. You know, I'm going to use some legal jargon that my district attorney friend, you know, let me use. Ipso facto.
Jeffrey Jackson.
Yeah, counselor.
Counselor Jackson, how you doing?
You can be on the pedal tavern as long as your beer does not come out from underneath that roof. Of the Pedal Tavern.
Now, Pedal Tavern, real quick, just 10 seconds. What is it for people that have no idea?
It is, let's just call it like it's a wagon. It's got four wheels. You got, I think, carry the two. You got about seven people on each side, and then you got two people that want to go rent free. You sit over the fenders that can't pedal, mm-hmm. and you got a couple people that sit in the back that can't pedal.
No, they're pedaling like a bike pedal.
You're pedaling like bike pedals. There is a small battery to help you get up hills and such, but you actually have to pedal. It's a leg workout.
And is there a stereo and
stuff? Oh, yeah, you can bring your own music, iPod, it's BYOB, bring your own beverage.
See, the only thing I want to do when I'm drinking, if I'm exercising, is kayak, and even then, I don't want to be biking and drinking at the same time. It sounds counterproductive.
You'd be one of those guys who would like to sit over the fender then.
Yeah, just like laughing at you. You're peddling.
You know, you can high-five people in a car that are passing you, and if you're on the right side and you get high-fived, the people on the left side have to take a drink. If you're on the left side and you get high-fived, people on the right side, you can get where this is going. It's a fun time. My dad, God love him, he's kind of like Reuben Pfeffer from Along Came Polly. He assesses the danger in every situation.
Does he really?
he's like that doesn't seem very safe to me. You know, just from a standpoint of being, you know, I'm like, yep, all right, good talk, Dad. Love you.
That's funny.
So, you know, if you want to come to Nashville, it's a fun thing to do. You know, there's Pedal Tavern. There's different spinoffs of that. There's the Honky Tonk Bus, which, you know, they take old Metro school buses, you know, chop the middle of the roof out, and it's a bar on a school bus.
I hadn't seen that yet. And a buddy of mine, and he listens, Eric Swan, just posted something just a couple weeks ago about how crazy Nashville is getting. All the tourism, everything. It's hard to get in downtown. The covered wagons, the hay stuff, like the hay ride essentially, but you're drinking, driving down in Nashville. And you're talking Monday nights, Tuesday nights. This isn't just weekends. You're down there trying to meet a client and on the street in Nashville, and there comes one of these pedal taverns. So they don't have to get drinking license or...
I don't know what the licensing is. I'm sure it's... however much money can get you anything you want, I guess.
Sure, sure.
But let's be honest.
So they paid off Jeffrey.
I don't know.
No. doesn't work on that scene.
It'll pretty much, unfortunately, that's the way it works, I'm sure. So like, it's, you probably look at that and you're like, how is that possible to be drinking and, you know, on a motor vehicle, whatever. But it, you know, it is. So.
Right. Well, it's crazy downtown Nashville. It's fun. And guess what? We talked last week of another attorney, Josh Jenkins. You got to meet, and a great attorney for contractors, by the way.
Okay.
We use him, and he's done a great job for us. So
hopefully I never need an attorney.
You never know. You just have to have one. Heck, for even contracts, writing about protecting yourself for this situation or not. But Hagen Law Group, want to mention him. Hey, Josh. So we just want to mention some of that downtown craziness. You know, the pedal timers. It's fun. It's crazy. Is it getting too crazy? Speaking of the next thing, the Major League Soccer Stadium, and we're going to get to Woodford Construction in just a second. The Major League Soccer Stadium just kind of passed another round of, what is this? I'll read it right here. The Nashville Fairgrounds is looking to take on the Nashville Stadium here. It's moving forward to Metro Council this week, but the $275 million project is still in jeopardy with final votes looming next month. And still going to be playing, looks like 2020. So it's not a done deal where they're going to be.
It's not a done deal where it's going to be, but folks, I'm sorry, it is a done deal. It is going to happen.
Says the Nashvillian. I live in Murfreesboro, so.
It is going to happen, so I mean.
Where it's
going
to be, so, okay. It's a 30,500-seat stadium. That's a big project. So just people keep in mind, you know, that I went to Atlanta United game, and I was on the essentially front row right behind the teams. My buddy Jason Wheelock, he's a president of real estate group down there. Man, he has tickets for all the teams, for client visits and stuff. What an unbelievable experience seeing the Atlanta soccer team play and how crazy the city was over the team there. So I can imagine what Nashville's going to be because of how trendy it is. So, but anyway, just wanted to mention. So let's move on to the Steel Barrel Brewery, new craft brew in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You guys, Woodford Construction, building this complex. You said 88 acres?
85 acres, yes.
85, okay. Where is it in construction phase? And people ready to start doing some tasting there and some tours or what?
We're in the process of laying down the epoxy floors right now. All the concrete's done. Obviously, the roof's on. Electrical's done. I mean, we're all but serving beer right now.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great place to come out and, you know, take your family. They're doing an internship program with MTSU. MTSU is doing a fermentation degree.
Yep. So, we both went to MTSU. Yep. Shout out to MTSU for the fermentation process degree. Whatever. That's so cool, man.
We had when we were pouring the concrete, we did 20,000 square feet in one day. And we had the CIM program from MTSU out there to observe.
I go to their golf tournaments.
Yeah.
We know a few people are part of that project. You were not them. Or you did the construction degree.
I did the CIM. I got all my certifications and testing and finishing. And then somehow had goals and aspirations of going into the banking business. I don't know how that happened.
That's for another podcast, right? I did English and political science. I came right into financial advising right out of Ole Miss. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I'm in construction now.
I am too. It's crazy. So another time, and we'll have to do that Mo's after hours to talk about that.
Yes.
So,
but it's a great place. There's some stuff that's proprietary right now, so I can't really divulge the next few phases of the job. But it's going to be a place where you can bring your family, and it's going to kind of be like a Arrington Vineyards for beer.
Dude, that's awesome. So, quick thing about Arrington. Dude, I'd like to have Arrington on. I don't know. We'd like to have Cakes Brooks on. That'd be pretty cool. Steel Barrel Brewery is right there close to the Walmart off of Rutherford Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Like, you're going towards Woodbury, John Bragg Highway.
Yeah,
is that right?
Everybody calls it Woodbury Highway, but technically it's John Bragg Highway.
Now, how far off of Rutherford is it? A mile or two? 5 miles?
I'm very... very OCD, so it's approximately 3.6 miles.
Even better for me. On the right, so you can't miss it.
You'll see a big red barn on the right, and that's that begins the property right there.
Okay.
When you see that.
Okay, awesome. So how far is the building off of the highway? Is there a parking lot you guys have already poured, or?
No, not yet. That's going to be done after all the construction traffic's out, but you can barely see the highway from the building.
Yeah.
But in the wintertime, you'll definitely be able to see it. We got like a long winding road up there.
Okay.
So it's going to be a good time.
That's really exciting stuff for Murfreesboro. I live there. We do Arrington Vineyards right there in Arrington and Triune area off of 96 going towards Franklin. I'm just really excited about this, having another craft brew. And last week, you heard the episode with Josh Jenkins. They're the attorney for Sazerac, company that's going to do a new... bourbon whiskey in Murfreesboro as well. So across town, they're going to have a different type of brewery, if you will, which is really cool. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to be on the Tennessee Whiskey Tour here coming up. They don't know the name of the bourbon / whiskey just yet, but I'm really excited about that. We were talking about that on last week's episode. So Woodford Construction, you know, obviously there's not so much work about us and fire and life safety, but give Woodford Construction a call about new installs, some homes, some commercial buildings, renovations for hotels. And you wanted to give a minute thing on that, what you're working on, different things? You're kind of diversified, if you will.
I mainly focus on the commercial side of our company, hotel renovations, commercial property management, things like that. And my brother, another boss, they focus – more on pretty much big out of the ground projects and the residential side of our company. Right now, currently, we're building 16 homes for one developer in Nashville.
There you go.
We got several projects of our own underway. It's a busy time of year in Nashville. It's been a busy past few years.
Oh, you can only bid so much.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same for us with fire and life safety. You know, there's so many stuff that people like for you to bid. If you don't have the people, if you don't have the sub network that they're tied up to, and it's crazy. And I think it's easily 5 more years, because if they can't fit in downtown,
yeah,
these suburbs are blowing up, and it's really cool. So you have a Montana fishing trip coming up. We've got a couple fly fishermen and fishermen right here, hunters. But real quick, let's get on this trip. I mean, we got some fishermen here. We got some hunters on this podcast.
I cannot wait to go. This is something a buddy of mine, we've been toying with the idea for a few years now, and he just finally called me on it and said, hey, you going to do it or not? I'm like, let's go. So we booked a 5-day trip out in Bozeman, Montana.
You dog. You know, I didn't get a phone call or anything.
Hey,
yeah. I mean, seriously.
Deep pockets, huh?
They're called toddlers. Yeah.
We got a guide one day where it's going to take us floating down the river. And then the next, probably 2 days after that, we're going to get guided up into the mountains, the hills, whatever, what have you. And
fly fishing the whole time? You're going to break out the spin rods?
No. You do not go to Montana and bring a spin rod.
Well, I understand.
It's like slapping God in the face.
you don't do that.
I've never been to Montana. I've been to Utah, Colorado, but Montana is the mecca of fly fishing, and I haven't taken a vacation this year. I'm in much need of one, and who knows? I might not come back. I don't know.
I understand. You know, when you get out of college, the aspirations of what am I going to do next? Well, I don't want to go right into work. I want to go to Alaska or Montana, work on a ranch or whatever. And I had some of those friends, and some of those people are still out there. Grow your hair long, do that. But you're going to have a lot of fun. You can work some dry flies.
Dry flies.
How's your presentation? Does that fly just lay down, or do you just splash in the water out there?
No.
I'd like to see that. I want to see that. So. Here's what's going to happen. Your fly guy is going to say, take the rod out of your hand. Let me show you. It's a delicate presentation. And boom, he's going to tear up a 18-inch brown trout.
And he's going to hand the rod over to me because I'm the one paying for the trip.
That's right. Got him for you. Really, man.
you sort of want to tease the trout. Yeah, you don't want to sit there and splash the water because that scares them. And it's got to – I mean, it's not as easy as casting in there and letting it float down the river and you hook a fish. You have to present it naturally like a bug that fell in the water and can't swim.
Yeah.
I don't know, bug can swim. But, it can't be going faster, or what than your line or vice versa. But
create that drag, which is not good at presentation. Some fish might like it. Gets their attention. No. But trout's a little finicky, so.
Your lure does not need to be going faster than the current.
You know what's cool? My buddy Trent listened to this, and he totally helped me set up this and producing and everything. He's so awesome. And we kayak and hike together and stuff. He hiked a Grand Canyon, and not just hiked, he trail ran that thing at the bottom. So maybe call you out there on your trip. I can record a conversation, throw it up as a podcast. What you're doing, how you're catching, what's it look like? Maybe do a live one, and before you go out, it could be a 15-minute conversation, and you can tell me all the fish you're not catching and all the miss strikes you had and everything. What do you think?
I might take some time out of my vacation schedule and call you. I'm praying that there's absolutely zero cell phone reception where we go.
Any marketing is good marketing. So people like to hear if you're catching fish, and we could post some fish along with the episode that we upload. So
hey,
that's good.
Orvis and Green Hills, I've paid you guys rent for the next month and a half with all the gear that I bought. You're welcome.
They could be a guest. Yeah. I have a lot of Orvis stuff, and I appreciate it. I have an Orvis rod that I've had for now about 11 years, and when I go fly fishing, it catches all my fish. I don't need to have another one. That thing, and I'm ripping lips off a bass with that thing, too.
Lips off a bass.
that's a bass fisherman's phrase. So anyway, moving on to another light subject. Ole Miss, Alabama, in 3 weeks. I know it's not next Saturday. We open up with Texas Tech. Auburn opens up with Washington.
Yeah.
But you're going to grace Ole Miss's presence with your
There is some talk of going down to Ole Miss for the game, even though I'm not a fan of either one of those teams,
right?
So to speak. But
a party's a party.
A party's a party, you know.
I mean, really,
you cannot go wrong with SEC football.
You're from Memphis. I mean, you grew up like an Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Give me a break. I mean, so it's going to be a big game. Number one, Alabama. They're not going to lose the first 2 weeks. Ole Miss will be.
How many times did Ole Miss beat Alabama?
We beat them two times in a row,
and then
we were beating them by 21 the very next year and lost by 6. So we've had their number. Their number with us, and we still keep winning national championships, which is fine. But for people that don't know, Ole Miss, they might lose a game, but they never lose a party.
That's right.
And that really is the case. And
if you never experienced Oxford, Mississippi on game day, if you never experienced the Grove on game day, it's something that should be on your bucket list, along with, you know,
Montana fly fishing. It's a sight to be seen.
You know,
how people dress, the chandeliers in the tents, the silverware people use. It's literally an outdoor.
The Kentucky Derby has nothing on sundresses and hats, big hats.
It's like
Oxford, Mississippi.
And, you know, Jay-Z may not show up, but hey, Katy Perry's there a couple years ago. Celebrities come in. It's going to be fun. So Ole Miss probably is going to win. Hope some of the Ole Miss players don't hear this, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do. Some people, I've got Barrett Shalee, CBS reporter. He's already picked Ole Miss to win. They have two top 10 draft picks coming if they don't get hurt out of their offense. So they can play defense as suspect. The game's the game. That's the end part of the day. It's going to be a party. My wife's got something to do. I'm going to take the boys down there, and we're going to have a big time. They're not going to go to the game, but my parents are going to watch them, and we're going to go to the game. I got another buddy from Murfreesboro. He's going for work friends. They're paying somebody to set up their tent, and so they're going to have a big time. So excited about that.
Paying somebody to set up their tent.
It's a business now.
Do they pay somebody to put up their Christmas lights, too? I mean, you can't have money.
I like that. No, I mean, it's like you're driving in from Murfreesboro on Saturday morning. There's no way you can set up a tent. So they're paying somebody. And they have these groups. I think Seven South is a company there in Oxford. One of the owners played baseball at Ole Miss. It is a streamlined event to kind of get those, you know, get those tents out there. Not just the tents, your coolers, your TV, all this stuff. And you pay these guys, and it's one of those things. So looking forward to that. I can't wait. I know, you know, we got college football tomorrow, but still. Let's jump back over to Moe's real quick. So Moe's, briefly, we talked to Andrew yesterday about kind of propping him up, doing a live show from their restaurant. It didn't have to be before hours. It could be during them. I'd love to hear some, you know, beer bottles clinking, you know, people in line talking and stuff. We can be in a booth over there talking about the flair of the place. I really enjoy the restaurant. It's right there in Cool Springs, right there off of Carruthers.
So, 9050 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin, Tennessee.
Little pub there. You guys renovated or built that place out in that that location there a few years ago. When was that?
We did that. That was back in more than a few years ago. That was back in 2012.
I like the trim work, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of trim, right?
We unloaded about 10,000 pounds of rough-cut sawmill pine by hand, because whoever was in the shipping office put that on an enclosed tractor trailer and shoved it all the way up to the front.
If you guys remember early in the podcast, when you have sawdust on you, it's kind of like glitter for a girl. This guy had sawdust all over him. So if anybody's listening, and to refer back to that. So
people who don't think I actually work for my job, you know, I got a new callus this week, and that was a lot of manual labor that day, though, back in 2012.
Hey, you don't just sell jobs. You help. If you got to make it and get her done for the owner and get that project finalized and completed, you'll do whatever it takes.
I was always taught by my dad, and I was fortunate enough to learn from another good businessman in my life that, you know, do whatever it takes to get the job done and worry about it later, but also do not ask somebody to do something that you yourself have not already done.
Absolutely.
Or you are not prepared to do.
Absolutely. Right now, I love my clients and getting in front of them and presenting and working and getting our guys on site. But sometimes I'd rather be doing woodworking, building something that I can conceptualize, that I could put together and say, here, here's the final product. I love that. And I think that's just, no one can take that away from you.
Yeah.
And so that's really cool. So quick plug like that. I don't have my woodworking company name, but if you need something, we're making farm tables and bookcases and all that stuff too. So anyway, go.
But yeah, Moe's Barbecue, we have another one down in, they have another one down in downtown Franklin, right across from the new police station on Columbia Pike.
Okay. Do you ever go to that one?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay.
It used to be a Copper Kettle, Uncle Bud's Catfish. Mm-hmm. It's been several restaurants, and they've done very well in that space right now.
So do they, real quick, and we can talk to them about this, but they have specials, and what are their busiest nights? Because I know they've got some football, they got some TVs in there. Do you know, what's their busiest nights?
Wing Wednesday.
Wing Wednesday?
Yeah, 75-cent wings during happy hour, dine-in only. You have the Thanksgiving sandwich on Thursdays, which if you never thought about having a Thanksgiving sandwich in July.
What is on that thing?
It's like heaven in your mouth. It's a smoked turkey.
Got some gravy on the thing?
Got some gravy on it. Raspberry or cranberry little dressing there. It's amazing.
What's the bread like?
It goes straight to your hips.
About my hips.
It's a good sandwich. Brisket on brisket on Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure about Monday or Friday, but busiest days would be, especially during college football season, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. If the Tide's playing, you know, it's going to be packed.
Oh, my gosh. Are any of them – well, a couple of them might be going to the game. We talked to Andrew yesterday. So
I think a couple of them might be going to the game.
I mean, that's close. You're talking 4.5 hours, and it's going to be a scene, so – let's work on getting Andrew.
And they do make some great Yellow Hammers, which is a little Alabama drink down there, or Bama drink in Tuscaloosa. Yellow Hammers, you can make them yourself. But
isn't that kind of blasphemous if I drink a Yellow Hammer from, you know, Alabama drink?
I wouldn't carry it in a Yellow Hammer cup. You know?
Yes, yeah, there you go. Because I'd probably rather drink a hot toddy, right?
There you go.
Referencing the Ole Miss. So, dude, it's been a blast to kind of catch up with you on a few things, and from national dress codes to Urban Meyer, very serious subject. Let's say some of that stuff's going to continue to unfold. I think some other stuff are going to come out, and he's going to probably just keep passing off, like, why did this happen to me? A lot of the stuff. You got a trip coming up. We're going to hear about that Ole Miss game. And Moe's, dude, we're gonna give the guys here listening in Middle Tennessee another restaurant to go to, another barbecue flair.
If you're catering at your house for game day, or if you're in a poker league with some guys, you know, it's a great place to just get some wings and cater it in for your party or for your. For whatever you're doing at your house.
Yeah, that's great. We were going to have them on this morning. They had some catering needs come up that they had to do this morning. So, but we will talk to you probably next week. And we got some other projects you and I are working on, fire and life safety and Woodford construction. So we've got an event that you're going to be at September 13th there at the Melrose. Really excited about that. I'll have to give a little bit of a speech. And then we're going to have some drinks and some appetizers but from the cinema right there off of 8 South. So, dude, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Good time.
Yeah, so a lot of people listening to this will make sure to be there on the property management and construction scene. So we will talk to you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Watch a little football. And over and out.